Romans, chapter 3. What advantage, then, does the Jew have, or what, profit, is there, of circumcision? Much, in, every w, I, chiefly, because, say, to, them were, committed the oracles, scriptures, of, God. So what if some, did not believe? Will their unbelief cause the faith of God to be without effect? God forbid. Yes, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you re-judged. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is go d unrighteous who takes vengeance? I speak as a man, God forb id. How then could God judge each world? Because if the truth of God has abounded more through my lie to his glory, why am I still judged as a sinner? And not rather as we are slander, asly reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come their damnation. Is just what then? Are we better than they? No, not in any way, because we have proven already that both Jews and Gentiles, no Jews, are all you endear sin, as it is written, T. Here is no one who is rig hatius. No, not one. There is no O, nay, who understands. There is no one who seeks after God. They have all gone out of the way. They have all together become unprofitable. There is no one who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. Why? Their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of snakes is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and I have not known the way of peace. There is no fear of God within them. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be silenced, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, because by the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is revealed, being witnessed to by the law and the prophets, even righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ to all and upon all those who believe, because there is no difference, because all have sinned and see short of the glory of God, being justified free, lie by his grace through the redemption, is in sheet wrist, Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a debt, paying sacrifice through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the forgiveness of sins that are passed through the patient restraint of God, to declare, I say, at this time high, righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who believes in Jesus, Where is boasting, then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that amen is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also God of the Gentiles non-Jews? Yes, of the Gentiles non-Jews also, since it is nay God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then void the law through faith? God forbid. Indeed, we establish the law